Once again, everyone, welcome, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today in our Jumpstart Your Business call. As always, I want to share a couple of things with you before we get started. First and foremost, just thank you again for joining us. All the JYB replays are over at jybreplays.sistersense.com for the Sister Sense member community over the Power Circle. When you're over on Sister Sense, if you click on the Members tab, you will also see the link to JYB Replay so that you can access all the latest audio sessions that we've done. And the last one, I believe, is on, was not a call like this one, webinar session on better blogging, different things that you can do to kind of get into blogging, the basics of it all, some plugins that I really like, as well as some ideas of posts that you can create. And again, all of that is over at jybreplay.sistersense.com. For those of you who are members of my Insider Circle, I want you to remember to schedule your next session with me, you know, our one-on-one clarity sessions every 2 weeks. I want to make sure that you've got that on your calendar and mine as well. Of course, there are also a couple of awesome things that I want to share with you guys that I've been working on over the course of these last couple of weeks. Lots of stuff going on, like working on new web clients for projects, web projects for clients. But outside of that, I've had the pleasure of working on a lot of workshops here in Greenville, North Carolina, which is new to me because you guys know I'm a techie girl. I do pretty much everything online, but I've had the opportunity to speak at other people's events as well as host my own first local workshop here in Greenville. Now, if you haven't had the opportunity to engage and you're not in North Carolina, that's okay because you know me. I'm a mobile girl, and I record everything. So one of my last mini workshops was on 4 steps to building your business and your buzz. You can watch that webinar replay plus get the PowerPoint presentation over at buzz.sistersense.com if you missed that one. And then my personal workshop that I did, well, all of these are my personal workshops, but the one that I hosted myself was on how to fire start her business. 7 of my favorite money makers. This one in particular is great for those of you who are know that, one, you're either passionate about selling online or you're passionate about something in particular that you know you're really, really good at, but you're trying to figure out how you're going to translate that into something that you can generate revenue from. So for this particular workshop, and that one is about 90 minutes long, I share some of my favorite fire start her up strategies, different money makers that I like. Of course, you know, I always talk about my money markers, how you can really get specific about how much it is that you want to make, and then the different things that you can create to make that happen for yourself. And information about that is over at FSHB, which stands for Fire Start Her Business. So fshb.sistersense.com. So those replays are online for you guys if you haven't had the opportunity to see that. And, of course, our latest JYB calls are on the website too. So today I'm excited because I get to talk to you guys about recharging yourself and resetting your web vision. I think that this is, to me, it's a relevant topic for a lot of different reasons. First and foremost, it's the second quarter. We are into the springtime, and for me, it's all about springing into action so that you can kind of take this as an opportunity to reset, right? Hit that reset button and start anew, especially if you feel like you've been sluggish or things have slowed down a little bit. I know that, you know, in the wintertime, we tend to get in the hibernation mode. And then I also know that just being a human being, life happens, things happen that kind of take us off that, you know, that ball, that vision. At 1 minute, we're laser focused, and the next minute, it's like, what happened? Where did the time go? So, you know, having an opportunity to just kind of say, it's okay. It's okay if I got a little lost, a little overwhelmed, a little tired. I'm going to hit that reset button and then push forward, right? Because I always talk about how you've got to power through to your best you, which is really our focus for today. Now, actually, very, very recently, in conjunction to putting out this session for today, shared a message with you guys about this idea idea of, are you tired of being tired? And in that, I'm basically talking about the fact that I know exactly what it feels like to be exhausted. I know what it feels like to be tired or to be overwhelmed, because real talk, that's how I've personally been feeling. You know, it's an amazing thing to be busy. I always say I can't complain about being busy, because busy means business. I've got amazing clients that I work with on a daily basis, and there's so many wonderful opportunities coming in on a monthly basis. It's a good thing. But at the same time, I'm tired. You know, and I'm swamped with all this work, and with the couple of times during the winter season, I got under the weather. And then when you know, when you're the business, when you're under the weather, the business has to stop, right? Because nobody else can do it. Of course, that means when I get back into the swing of things, I've got double the amount of work, which can be overwhelming. So I personally know what it feels like to, one, feel tired, to feel swamped, to feel like, oh, I feel guilty because I should be doing these things, but I can't. I can't figure out either how to get it done, or I don't want to. There are times where I personally, like, I've got so much that I have to do that I need to do. I either don't have the time to do it all, or I'm just tired and I don't want to get it done. So understanding what it means to reset you and recharge your web vision, again, is basically what I want to talk about today. One, from a personal perspective, and two, just kind of bringing in a lot of the different strategies that I've been able to integrate into my business on an ongoing basis. As you know, I've been working for myself for a very long time, and I'm still in business. I've been actually working on websites and, you know, in technology for 15 years now. I'm so used to saying over 10 years. It's officially 15 years now, and I've been working at home for myself for the last 8 years. So even though I know what it's like to be overwhelmed, I also know what you need to do to kind of push through that. So I'm going to share some strategies with you today, and, of course, I want you guys to make sure that you can interject and let me know what you're feeling. So, again, make sure that you're on our Facebook group, facebook.sistersense.com, so you can join the conversation there. And, of course, if you're listening, you can always email me, lhenry@sistersense.com, or we can talk about it inside your clarity session. So there's lots of ways for you to connect and reach out to me if this is something you feel like resonates with you right now. So, again, there are two aspects of our conversation today, recharging and resetting. I'm actually going to start with the latter of the two and talk about how to reset your web vision. And then I'm going to talk about how to recharge yourself. These two are really important because essentially at the end of the day, when you're an entrepreneur, more than likely you are the business. So you've got to make sure that you're motivated to get things done, but you also have to make sure that you've got the right energy, right, and the right focus and mindset to move forward as well, because the two of those have to work together as best as you possibly can. So first, let's talk about what it means to reset, like smart ways to reset your web vision. I've been talking about SMART like all day, every day for the last couple of months. I absolutely love the acronym, and I want to make sure that if you haven't heard it, you learn it and you imprint it onto your skin. SMART. You want to make sure that everything that you do is specific. S. M is measurable. A is achievable. R is relevant. And T is time-based, right? So I love that acronym, SMART. You want to make sure that everything that you do is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant to your overall large picture goal, and time-based, right? So when I talk about resetting your web vision, the first thing I really want you to do is I want you to revisit those resolutions that you had at the beginning of the year, right? And for those of you who have been following the Jumpstart Your Business series, you were a part of hopefully the last session that I did on the New Year's resolutions that are absolutely important for you to keep. I want you to go back and revisit your own personal resolutions, thinking about what it is that you said that you were without a doubt absolutely positively going to accomplish this year. Like, no holds barred. I don't care what happens. You know, the world could be tumbling around me. I'm going to make sure that I get this done. It's very important for you to get back to this space because, again, for most people, in the world, there's no one kind of checking up on you to make sure that you stick to your goals. So you can personally say them in your mind, and then at some point you either talk yourself out of it or life pushes you away from it, but there's nobody to get you back on track, which is why I'm here, right? So I want you to, in thinking about resetting your web vision, I want you to revisit the goals that you had for yourself at the beginning of the year, okay? So I want you to, one, start writing down those goals as I'm talking right now, and number two, I want you to think about where you are in the process. Because it's possible there are some goals that you set at the beginning of the year that were short-term, and then others are long-term. So it may be that now that we're in the second quarter, realistically, you haven't quite finished it yet because there's still a lot more for you to do, right? So you want to think about where you are in the process and, you know, that first part of SMART, specific things that you need to do to continue to work through the process. Okay, so that's the first thing I want you to do today. I kind of want you to sit down and reflect on that, revisiting those things that you wanted to start with. Now, when I personally think about this question for myself, one of the things that are, well, I should say, is, are, will forever be big on my list was my goal to work with 60 women this year inside of my mastermind, the Firestarter Circle Mastermind. I set a very specific number, and I've been strategically working on that throughout the year. So I did my first mastermind circle in January. My second mastermind is happening right now, and we're going to be wrapping up in April. And then I'm actually going to be launching a third mastermind, 6 weeks, that's going to culminate in a 3-day workshop in June here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, once again. So I'm doing a shorter, this one is actually 12 weeks that we're doing right now, but I'm going to do a shorter one that's 6 weeks, and then we're going to meet up at Chapel Hill from May to June. So my goal here is to consistently make sure that I'm very specific about what it is that I want to do, and I consistently, whether I'm tired or not, consistently just kind of working on reaching that goal. So let's say, for example, you are someone like myself and you love to speak, you love to mentor, you love to consult. Do you have a magic number in mind of how many people you want to work with on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, or even for the entire year? Now, for me, setting the goal of 60 is because that for every quarter, my goal is within my mastermind to work with at least 10 to 15 women. So ideally, at the end of the year, I can say that I've worked with 60 women, helping them really get laser focused, fire start, and implement, figure out what it is they need to do to move forward. I want you to think about that for yourself. Now, you know, I'm a techie girl, so oftentimes I'm going to talk to you guys about marketing and blogging and social media and all of that great stuff. But at the end of the day, I want you to really revisit the heart of your vision, what it is that you want to do, who it is that you want to work with, and how many of those people do you want to reach out to, right? I don't just want you to get lost in the logistics of technology. Oh, I've got a blog today, or did I tweet today? Things like that. You know, LaShonda said, do an audio. Do I do it? Did I do my audios yet? Who exactly are you trying to reach, and are you being proactive about getting out there and really making connections with people, okay? And, you know, when I talk about smart ways to reset, specific, that's the first thing you want to do. You want to make sure that you're setting very specific goals for yourself. I love my magic numbers, so I wanted to give you kind of that example of me talking about focusing on working with specifically 60 women over the course of the year. I will say that that's a small number. For me, anyway, I know that there are people who are like, oh, I got to you know, reach out to hundreds and thousands and all this stuff, which is great. I love to work in small numbers because, one, it makes it not so overwhelming for me, and also because at the end of the day, I don't feel like I have enough arms, legs, and time to work with millions or thousands or even hundreds of people. You know, I leave that up to my videos and my blog. Hopefully people can watch those, and by the hundreds, if not thousands, they can connect with me on some level. But my numbers tend to be smaller because it has to be realistic for me, which is what I want you to think about for yourself, okay? So revisit your original resolutions, number one. Think about what it is that you said you wanted to accomplish, and then get specific about the numbers of people you want to actually reach, right, so you can see where it is that you are. Now, when I talk about SMART, specific is just the beginning. The next step is measurable, right? And one of the great things about setting numbers is that I can actually reflect on how many people I've been able to successfully work with over time. So my first mastermind, I think it was a group of about 11 or 12 people that came out and worked with me at Chapel Hill in January. And I've got exactly 29 people actually inside of this current mastermind. Some are ladies that participated in the first one, and some are ladies who are excited about being a part of the second one. So I actually surpassed my quarterly goal for this one because I'm working with 29 ladies versus 15. And then for the next one, which I mentioned before, I'm going to do another mastermind. It's going to be 6 weeks long in May, and it's going to culminate into us meeting together once again at Chapel Hill for a 2 to 3 day session. And I'll tell you guys all about that in April. You can shoot me an email if you want more details now. But then I'm going to be able to say, okay, well, for that group, another 10 or 15, ideally, I would like to kind of work with and talk about, again, certain aspects of their business. Now, one of the things I can say to you when I talk about my vision as far as the Firestart Her Circle Mastermind is that really I'm focusing on three core areas. I'm working specifically with women on how they can build their blog content, how they can expand their brand, and different things that they can do to strategically get started with their business goals online. So I have very specific areas that I work with, and I work in these three specific areas with women every single mastermind, okay? So specific and measurable are important. When you think about your web goals, I don't want you to be, not arbitrary, but don't want you to be too general about it. Narrow it down to what it is that you want to work on, who you want to work with, and how many people, so that it's clearer for you to measure your progress and to move forward with respect to that. Now, like I can tell you, I know what it's like to be crazy or overwhelmed or swamped, but because I'm not trying to always do something new or different, it's easier for me to master and perfect what it is that I am doing. And that's a big one, especially for those of you who out there are creative beings like myself. I was actually talking to a client in particular, and she had hosted some amazing virtual events. And I said to her, okay, well, are you putting out the replays for those? And she said, no, I don't want to do that because that stuff is old, and I just kind of want to focus on doing something new. And I said, you know, you're always straying away from your purpose. Because you're trying to, be larger than life. Okay, I'm doing this today, but okay, that's done. I'm on to something new. Okay, I'm done with that. I'm on to something new. You don't always have to be on to that new thing. Give people the value that you have and just focus on creating that in different ways versus always having to create something new because that's exhausting. Just like, I didn't think of it that way. Because if you're killer, if you are just like awesome at something, you know, I know that I'm really good at putting together virtual products. I'm really good at training online. I'm really good at blogging, not as a blogger, but somebody who blogs for business. Those are the things that I'm really good at. So those are the things that I focus on sharing with clients. You know, if you come to me and you say, LaShonda, can you teach me how to do Instagram? I'll say, look, I'm going to get somebody to teach you how to do that because, girl, I'm not into Instagram. But I'm being honest because there's only but so much you can really put your foot in and specialize in, right? So when you think about resetting your vision, I want you to go back to those things that you're absolutely awesome at and create a micro list of what it is that you want to perfect and continue to move forward on. You don't always have to create something new, and you don't always have to be, you know, in a space where if they're doing this, you've got to jump on everything that everybody else is doing. Because, again, it's about perfecting where you are and perfecting what it is that you're already working on, okay? So I want you to think about that for yourself, and hopefully that's something that will resonate with you. So making sure that, one, you are specific about what it is that you want to do, that it's measurable, that it's also achievable, something that you can realistically get done. And you guys know, whenever I talk about events, I tell you that I absolutely love when I see my sisters come and create events where they sell out the house and it's like door-to-door, wall-to-wall people. That's absolutely awesome. And one day I will be in a position to do that. For now, I am so overjoyed and excited when I get to be in a space where I'm working with 5 women, 10 women, 20 women at a time, because it's an intimate space. They can talk to me one-on-one as much as possible, and it's realistic and achievable for me. So one of the things that I want you to do when you think about this process of resetting yourself is not to feel like you've got to reach thousands to get to a space where you are accomplishing your goals and living in your purpose. I know I say that all the time, but I've got to say it again and again and again, because at the end of the day, that is going to keep you grounded, creating achievable goals, things that are realistic for you. Now, I can today tell you, I want you to, for every day, for the next month, I want you to write a blog post. Is that achievable for you? Is that realistic for you? Hell, it's not for me. I can tell you that. I can't blog every day. But I can really say, okay, if you can't blog every day, write 5 posts, sit down and write 5 posts, and then schedule them out, right? Do something that you can realistically accomplish. Achievable, that's a big thing, okay? Now, as I'm talking about that, I want you to think about redefining your short-term goals for this next quarter, right? We always have our larger-than-life goals, but then we've got to retweak the little goals that we're working on for the next 90 days so they're clear and they're going to help you get closer to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So now that we're moving into this next quarter, what projects do you want to complete? That's actually the social roll call over on our Facebook page. I said, you know, now is the time to spring into action. Let the ladies know in our Facebook community over at facebook.accessthesense.com what it is you're working on this spring, this quarter, okay? It's a good thing because it's an opportunity for you to get a sense of what everybody else is doing, right? You know, kind of peek and see what other folks are doing, but to declare to the world what it is that you want to accomplish as well. So redefining your goals is a big thing. And as I'm talking, I want you to sit down and say, okay, for the next 90 days, for this quarter, this is what I'm working on. Now, again, it doesn't have to be huge. It has to be achievable. It has to be achievable, and it has to be relevant to your larger vision, right? So I said this is about smart resetting, specific, measurable, achievable, and now we're at R, so S-M-A-R. It's got to be relevant to your larger goals. So for the next quarter, one of my goals, as I mentioned to you before, is to work on my next mastermind, so work with another group of 15 women. Some women come back, which is awesome, and continue to work with me inside of the mastermind. And then there are other women that go, oh, I didn't even know you had one. I'm excited. I want to be a part of it. And then they come in and join me, okay? So that's one thing that I'm focused on doing, and it's relevant to my larger vision. I want to work with 60 over the year, 10 to 15 in this quarter, okay? So you have to think about for yourself. When you look at those larger resolutions that you had for yourself, what are you going to do in this quarter that's going to help you get a little bit closer to that particular vision? Okay, that's number one. Number two, and of course, like I say, I always love to lead by example. So I'm actually just kind of giving you what it is that I've done for myself as far as how I've redefined my goals. Now it's the new quarter. This is what I want to focus on because essentially, hopefully, in using me as an example, you can come up with things that you can work on for yourself, okay? So one of the things that I've been talking about in small circles, I haven't necessarily broadcasted it to a lot of people, is this idea of going back into self-publishing print books. And it's funny because I was having an amazing conversation with one of the ladies of my circle, Carla Cannon. She's actually really good at publishing, and she writes some amazing books. She has Cannon Publishing, and we've been talking about different projects. And she's like, you need a book. Where's your books? And I was like, you know, I haven't actually put anything out in a while. I self-published some children's books and poetry books a long time ago outside of just my e-books. But she's like, you've got so much information online. Where's your book? And it's funny because I have to tell you how God is just, when he sees your vision and he's putting you in a space, even when you're like, oh, Lord, I can't be in that space right now, when he says it's time, girl, it's time. So outside of that conversation that I was having with Carla, on my Facebook page one day, one of the ladies said, you know, LaShonda, and this is completely different, but it was just freaky. She goes, LaShonda, I'm on Amazon right now, and I'm Googling you with your book. I'm looking for you. What's going on? I said, well, hold on, lady. I'm working with Carla. Something's coming. Something's coming. And I just thought it was so interesting because, of course, you know, when you feel like you're falling off track, there are just so many wonderful ways in which God sends signs, signals, people into your life to say, hey, where's that book? What's going on? And so I'm actually working with a few people, Carla included, on different collaboration projects. But one of the things I found myself doing was saying, okay, I need to get back into writing. I just don't have the time. It's not there. You know, all of these web projects that I have to do for clients in combination with my mastermind, I'm really focused on like putting my foot in my mastermind. I've got a ton of clarity calls, as you can tell, with 29 ladies, individual clarity calls outside of my regular insider circle. It's a lot. And so finding the time to sit down and write a whole book, like put my foot in a book, I'm like, oh, my God. It's something that's been on my to-do list for a very long time. Long story short, one day it just hit me. You may not be able to write a book, but you might be able to write a booklet. I was like, oh, really? That works. So what I did was I started putting together some of my content, my best previous content, and compiling it into mini booklets. I did my first one. It's over at startherup.sistersense.com, self-published it, and you guys can, and for those who are interested, you can order it. It's just a booklet, but I said, you know what, let me focus on, I always go back to those common questions that people have for me, and one of those common questions is, one of the first ones is, okay, I'm ready to build a website, I'm ready to start her up, what do I do? So I said, okay, well, I'm just going to sit down and write a very short booklet. It's actually 20 pages. It's not even that big, right? But it's an information-packed booklet about what you can do to start her up, how you can make it, market, and monetize it online, just the beginning, building the website, how to start selling, how to start marketing, just an information-packed booklet. And I said, you know what, there are some things that I'd like to visually show people that, you know, either I'm going to turn this 20-pager into 300 pages to really break it down or find another way. So I decided to, in combination with writing the booklet over at Start Her Up, Start, H-E-R for her, starterup.sistersense.com, in combination with having a printable booklet that people can get. It's nice, it's small, you can drop it in your bag. I love it. There are videos. So I put together this 20-page informational guide, plus I compiled 20 videos that I've already done that talk about different things from starting her up, you know, starting your website or starting your shop and just kind of breaking it down that way so that I have this introductory guide. Now, I'm working on the next 20-pager this quarter. And that's a big thing for me because, again, it's about being specific and it's about being relevant. I don't have the time to create this big book, but I'm not going to let another year go by or another 3 months go by without actually working on that larger goal. Who knows? I may be able to create a 300-pager or have somebody ghostwrite and do it for me in a month or two. But realistically figuring out what I can do right now that's achievable, that's where I am. So you want to think for yourself, what are some things that you want to do? And if there's something that you want to do, but the goal is so big that you can't figure out how you're going to accomplish it right now, maybe, just maybe, there's a smaller goal that you can focus on that'll help you get to that bigger goal. So for me, going from book to booklet definitely was like a, because I could go and I can realistically create something now versus say never. And it's funny because this past weekend I did another workshop, and I talked about four steps to unblock your business blessings, and it's pulling on my Unblock Your Blessings 12 steps over at unblockyourblessings.com. And one of those steps is now versus never. You always want to put yourself, and especially when you're an entrepreneurial person and you're creative and you know you've got all these things going on, you never want to say never. I'm never going to get that done. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. You've got to figure out how to make it realistic and achievable for you, which, again, which is why SMART is like, I just need to tattoo SMART on my and I absolutely love my hubby because he's like, you know, why aren't you sharing this? I love this acronym. I just need to tattoo it on my arm and say, look, this is what you need to do. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-based. Being able to set that goal has worked really well for me. Again, I'm an example girl, so I'm really about, this is what's working for me. How can you integrate that into your own business? Is there something that you realistically want to work right now and define it, right? So right now we're talking about redefining your goals specifically for this upcoming quarter. What are you going to work on? And so far I talked to you guys about my next booklet in the Start Her Up series as well as my next mastermind for the summer from May to June. And then also working on a new opt-in. Because I love creating opt-in offers and building my list. So that's something that I'm working on as well. So you want to think about for yourself, well, okay, LaShonda, I don't know, there's so many things that I can do in the next 90 days. How do I really narrow this down? I've only narrowed it down, honestly, to like three things, my mastermind, my next booklet, and my next opt-in. Everything else just will work itself out. I don't want to be overwhelming. So for you, I want to think about, I want you to think about just three things that you can realistically work on within this next quarter. And then just make sure that, again, it's relevant. When you say, how do I do it, make sure that it's relevant to your overall vision. You may say, well, you know what, LaShonda, I want to see if I can bring in at least 10 new clients. Or I too want to build my list. So I want to work on creating an opt-in offer that's just going to kill it. So maybe I can bring in, I'm just going to say, 250 new people to my list. So that really at the end of the day, that is all that you are doing. Okay? And that really is what's going to help you, especially when, again, I can tell you about a whole lot of different marketing strategies. Why? Because I have a vast majority of people in my circle, so I try to just share as much as I know on multiple levels. But it is not, N-O-T, capital N-O-T in caps, it's not for you to try and do everything. It's only for you to pull out those things that are relevant for you right now. So if you set three goals for yourself, I want to have X amount of new clients. These are the specific clients I want to work with. I want to have X amount of opt-in offers, or I want to, for example, I have a new product that I've launched, and I want to get X amount of sales for that product. Everything that you do is really just focused on reaching that goal, and so that it's time-based, right? So S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. What's great about saying that we're going to focus on this for the next quarter is that you get to reset your web vision and say, this is what I'm going to do within the next 90 days. I'm just going to work on these three things and nothing else. Now, okay, I'm not going to say nothing else because you know me, I'm a web designer, so I'm working on other people's projects all the time. But when it comes to working in my business, this is all that I'm working on. You know, does that make sense? So you may find that you're working on other things for your clients or you're working in your 9-to-5, but just setting a handful, and in this case, three things that you're realistically going to do for your business, and that's it. So you can put your foot in that so that you're not confused and you're not trying to do everything or feel like you're all over the place, okay? And then at the end of the 90 days, you go, oh, that's what I was able to accomplish. Yes! And then you can move on to the next thing. And that's really when I teach inside the Firestarter Circle Mastermind, that's really the magic behind how I run my business. Even though it is on the surface a lot, and you see Sister Sense, it's huge, right? In how it functions and how it's this organic little being. You know, my baby, I feel like, is a preteen right now. My baby's a preteen right now. But at the end of the day, honestly, it's just that every quarter I find something that I can strategically focus on, I finish it, I put it out there, and then either that next quarter I'm working on making it better, or I'm working on something that else is going to be relevant. So, you know, kind of jumping forward into the year. The final quarter, as you guys know, for those of you who follow me, the final quarter, I always do the Back to Business webinar conference, right? So that's something that every single year I come back to. Again, I don't try to go crazy. I don't try to every year, you know, do something absolutely out of the box that I've never done before. I just try to keep it achievable and relevant to my larger goals so that everything just always feels strategic, it feels seamless, and it's organic, okay? And that's what I want you to think about for yourself. You don't have to just completely do a 360. Think about what it is that you've been working on thus far. Look at those resolutions that you created for yourself, and then set some realistic, achievable, relevant, time-based goals for this upcoming quarter, okay? So that's the first part of our session for today. Really talking about, you know, I said we're going to talk about two things today. One, how to recharge yourself, because as an entrepreneur, if you're not charged up, the business is just going to fizzle, right? No fire, just straight fizzle. So talking about how to recharge yourself, which I'm going to talk about next. And then, of course, how to reset your web vision, which is what we've been talking about for the last couple of minutes here. Thinking about smart ways to reset your vision, revisit your resolutions, redefine your short-term goals, and also, and I haven't mentioned it here, but I'll just say, take an opportunity to refresh your space as well. Every spring, I like to do a refresh package over at refresh.sisterSense.com so that for a reduced rate, a small number of people, and very small, I tend to just do this for about 2 to 3 people, and as soon as I hit that goal, I close it. 2 to 3 people can sign up and get a fresh web design from me at a reduced rate over at refresh.sisterSense.com. But outside of that, at the very least, I want you to go on your website and do your own personal refresh. Look at it, and at the very least, I want you to, one, bring to the forefront what it is you're working on next and what you've been working on previously, okay? So just to give you a specific example of that, if you haven't been on SisterSense, go on the main page. You'll see that now I've got this huge new slider, which I did not have before, because I really wanted to showcase those things that I've been working on, like the Fire Start Her Up workshop, as well as the new Start Her Up series. So all of that is, you know, there on that space. But then also just in the blog itself, talking about what you've recently been working on, or just writing a post about what's happening next with you, so that you don't find that you're always in a space where you're trying to be at this place where you're consistently mentoring and sharing information but not sharing you. One of the articles, one of the audio sessions on SisterSense, and this is over at jybreplays.sistersense.com, is about how to be transparent and really resonate and share your story with others. So you'll notice that the last thing I sent you all, I posted on SisterSense about, are you tired of being tired? And what I know as far as being frustrated and moving forward in that space, what I'm doing that's different in my life, and what I'm doing to share that information with others. Outside of all the great quotes, or strategies or recommendations, share a little bit of you on your space, right? It's not simply your blog to just straight business talk. Share about yourself, what your vision is, what you like, what you're working on, because that's what makes the relationships deeper, and that's what makes it easier for other people to connect with you. So, for example, if you're in a space where you're constantly, and one of the ladies I had a clarity session with, and she said, you know what, LaShonda, I tried to switch gears. She came back to me after a year. She said, I tried to switch gears and do something different, but I'm always attracting women who are trying to find better relationships, and they're trying to figure out why they keep attracting the same man. And so I'm going back. I know I said I wasn't going to do it anymore, but I'm going back to this space, and I want to know how I can integrate this into my website. A part of the process is not only just sharing, well, this is what you need to do to find a man, but sharing your experience, talking about your story, how you found a good man, or how you're still trying to find one. You can't always be in a space where you're just showing people the good side. You know, for me to tell you that I'm tired, that's real talk. that's not the perfect sign. You may assume that I'm like this android robot and I'm just like all steam ahead. But look, you know, there are days that I either sound like Elmer Fudd because my sinus is acting up, or I'm over coughing and I can't help that, or I'm just on my crash pad taking a nap for like 5 hours because I just don't feel like doing anything else. And me just being honest and sharing that with you is a way to really connect and let people know that I know how to help you because I know exactly what you're going through. Think about how much of that you're doing on your own personal space. So when I talk about refreshing, one, I want you to just think about, you know, what you're putting at the forefront of the blog. Are you talking about what it is that you're working on? But also just talk about what it is that you're working through so that people know you are a real person, you understand what they're doing, and you can create some deeper connections, okay? So resetting, you want to revisit your resolutions, redefine your short-term goals, and then, of course, refresh your space by sharing what you're working on next and also talking about those things that you are working through. So, ladies, let's switch gears here. As we wrap up today, I'm going to talk about how to reset you because, as I mentioned before, I personally am so tired of being tired. And I love the spring because in addition to me not being a fan of the cold, it's just an opportunity to say, okay, now it's round two. We've got 4 rounds in the year, right? It's kind of like this fight. We're fighting through to our best selves. We've got 4 rounds every quarter, and now it's time for round two, so we're going to do some things that we've done before. We're going to do those things better, and then some things we're going to do new, right? And I kind of like want to experience that process with you. So before I say anything else, I want to make sure that you guys, if you do have questions, please feel free to hit *6N1 and let me know. If at the very least you want to talk about where you are right now as far as things that you want to work on or things that you've been trying to personally work through, I absolutely would love that because I love having conversations with you all. So again, you can hit *6N1 just to let me know if you have questions or if you just want to connect and share your vision and present story with the ladies in the audience. Of course, as always, for those listening to the replay, you can email me, lhenry@sistersense.com, because I know I've got a circle of quiet, thoughtful ladies like myself. And a lot of times you guys like to connect with me personally, so that's quite all right. You can send me an email to lhenry@sistersense.com. So as I mentioned before, today I'm doing not one but two sessions. The second session I'm doing is my Discover Our Bond session, which is happening tonight. Hopefully you guys can participate in that. And you can RSVP over at da.sistersense.com just so that I know that you will be there. But the access information is actually the same. So if you've got the information to be on today's call, it's going to be a webinar instead of a call. But you can RSVP over at da.sistersense.com to get that information. So recharging you is important. One of the things that I've realized is that even though I'm awesome, I'm conceited sometimes, just a little bit. Even though I'm awesome at recharging my business, it's not just about that. You've got to recharge the body as well. And I'm going to be 35 this year, guys, which is crazy. I remember just thinking about constantly laughing because people would be like, no offense, you're a beast. I'm like, what? They're like, no, don't get me wrong. You're the cutest thing in the world. I'm not talking about that. But you are a beast as far as how much stuff you put out online and how much stuff you do. And, man, I could pull an 18-hour shift and not blink an eye. But that girl was 20, and that girl is gone. I'm still good at doing a lot of what I do in the business, but I've got to be a lot more strategic about my time. One, because my son is older, and two, because I've got a lot more clients to work with and manage than I did when I was 20. And three, because, damn it, I'm older. It's 15 years from that particular point. And so I have to switch gears a little bit. And things that I could do to pull an 18-hour shift back in the day really just don't work for me at all. You know, I've got certain days where I have to admit that I absolutely deplug. You know, especially on Fridays, I don't do consulting calls on Fridays. I try not to answer emails on Mondays. The weekends, all family-orientated, you know, apart from those days, and there are about 2 days that I consistently will work with clients in the evening. Once I get to about 5-6 o'clock, I try to just wrap it up so that, you know, I can be mommy, I can read, you know, after evening books with my son. So my schedule is a lot different. And I just kind of realized that recharging my body requires, one, for me to reflect on I'm not 20 anymore, I'm 35, and my world has completely changed, right? And my body has changed because now that I'm used to clocking out at a certain time, or now that I know that I'm diabetic, and I had gestational diabetes when my son was born. There are a lot of people in my family who are diabetic, so I'm prone to it, type 2 diabetes. It became full-blown diabetes, and when I found out a couple of years ago, I was just full-blown ahead trying to do what I needed to do to get the job done. And I was able to drop down my sugar for a while, but it was hard, and I was that angry girl that was like, you didn't give me my sugar today. I hate the world. It was hard. I mean, and you, anybody who's diabetic or suffers from something like that, they can tell you that cravings are real, depression is real, not being able to do what you need to do because your energy level is not there, it's real. I fell off the wagon for a while, and I'm trying to climb back up. But in saying that and sharing my personal story with you guys, it's because I realized one of the personal issues for me is it's not just the work. And you may say that for yourself, you know, oh, I'm so busy, I've got so much going on as a mom or a business person that I'm tired, and it's the work that's making me tired. And I always would say I'm swamped. That's really what's making me tired, and I've got a lot of responsibilities at home. But it's not just that that's making me tired. It's diabetes. It's my body being older and me not taking care of it the way I need to take care of it that's put me in a space where I'm challenged and I can't quite get everything done because the energy level isn't there. So one of my personal goals this year outside of the business is to create a better me by focusing on my body and doing things that are different. And I've been quietly doing a lot of things that are different for myself. One of the things that I've done, and I'll be able to tell you guys more about this later. I try to stay quiet when it comes to certain things because, you know, it's best not to just shoot it off and let people know. But I've been doing some really interesting things, financially speaking, that are working out for me. And I was, you know, I said I wanted to do that last year and things just didn't happen. So this year I set that resolution and I've been pushing through with that, which is awesome. But a part of that process is also thinking about a better me body-wise, and getting to this point where in the spring, I'm now saying, I've got to recharge myself. I can no longer say, okay, I'm busy, I've got so much to do, I don't have enough time, and that's why I feel this way. It's not just about that. It's because I'm tired, it's because my sugar is high, it's because I have no vitamin D, it's because my immune level is low. All of these things are making it harder to focus, making it harder to even do a 10-hour, let alone an 18-hour straight away, because I love that energy and I love that push. And not being able to have that push, it affects me and it makes me feel guilty. You know, if I say, oh, I can't do all the work I want to do today, I feel guilty. I'll take a nap. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to take a nap, but I'm going to feel guilty in the process. So this idea of recharging, again, it's personal, it really hits home, and that's why it's something that I wanted to share and talk with you about today. So I'm a big girl, I'm big on breaks, okay? I'm going to share 3 different types of breaks that I want you to think about and integrate into your being and yourself as a way to help you recharge. Now, I actually recently posted a video on how to get through what it is that you're going through on YouTube, but I think it's unlisted, so you guys can't see it just yet. But I'm going to show it to you. Trust me, I'm going to show it to you. But in addition to creating this video about how to get through what you're going through, I wanted to talk about some things that can help you move forward, right? So, one, this idea of breaking big into small. And you know that I am so big on that. I always talk about how do you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. So one way that you can personally recharge yourself is to take your bigger visions that you may be feeling bad about, Now, if you feel, and recharging, honestly, is really for those people who either are feeling sluggish or not as productive as you would like to be. And I don't know if you remember when I talked about Valerie Burton last year on the pursuit of happiness and how she wrote a book about happy women live better. And one of the things that she said is while we as women today can do more and be more, we're not as happy as we used to be because we've put all of these expectations on ourselves, and we're consistently feeling like we're falling short of these expectations, which is putting a lot of pressure and guilt on us, and that can weigh you down. And so knowing that, you know, that's one of my favorite ones, and if you haven't checked it out, definitely check out Valerie's book. Knowing that, I'm very big on breaking big everything into smaller items. So let me give you a specific example of that, of how that works. One, you know, first quarter, I was under the weather a couple of times, which kind of put a halt on things. One, just for health reasons. And two, just sometimes it wasn't even a health reason, but a mental reason. There was just a blockage, and I was tired and exhausted and mentally couldn't process the work that I had to do. And so I had to take more breaks than I would usually take. And of course, that doesn't help when you're getting all this work, right? And everybody wants you to work on stuff for them. How do you do that when you're like, oh, I can't get anything done? I'm never in a space where I neglect my clients and I neglect my business. So my solution is always to break those bigger things down into smaller ones. For example, I'll have clients that if at the very least I can't do anything for them today and I can't even get on the phone and talk, I'm just going to send them out an email and say, I've got your material, I know what you need, and I'm going to check in with you as soon as possible. I actually did that a couple of times. I sent out a couple of emails yesterday. I was like, okay, I've got so many things that I need to do, and I can only do but so much today. So instead of me just ignoring a bunch of emails, because you know you can sometimes get overwhelmed and go, ah, I'm not going to respond to anybody, I just sent out to about, I want to say about four people. I said, I've got your stuff, and I'm going to follow up with you as soon as possible, I promise. I just want you to know I got it. And so one of my clients, he said to me, oh, thanks so much, because I was about to call you and email you like three more times. And just that was able to, it allowed me to take the big projects, and as opposed to saying, okay, now I've got these four big projects that I need to go and do, just let me tell them, I've got it, and I'm going to get to it, and leave it at that. That saves a lot of pressure, that saves a lot of guilt, and that just continues to keep the line of communication open. So I want you to think about that for yourself. If there are things that you need to work on that you can break up into little pieces. Another example of that, I was working on a client site, and before I got into it, I said to myself, oh, my God, once again, you know, I'm like rubbing the eyes, and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, and I'm hungry, and I'm craving like all kinds of sugar. And my, you know, my sugar's high, and I hate that my sugar's high and I can't eat what I want. You know, I've got to realistically go through all of this while I'm realistically working on client work. And I was looking at this project and I'm like, oh my God, how much can I do? I can't do the whole thing today. And so you know what? That's fine. Today I'm going to work on his homepage. I'm actually working on a new client project among others. An amazing young man. He's got 100 audiobooks. Positive audiobooks for young African-Americans, having such a fun time with this project. And I said, you know what, I cannot do the whole website today. But you know what, I'm going to focus on working on his homepage so at least I can show him something today and then move forward from there, okay? Now, you have to be honest with yourself. There are probably some things on your to-do list, and a part of the reason why they're overwhelming for you is because when you think about it, you're just literally trying to figure out how you're going to get it all done today or, like, in the next 5 hours, you know? If you can't get it all done now, it's okay. One way that you can reset yourself and recharge is just by simply going, and I can tell you, I feel a lot better when even though I can't say I've finished five projects, I can say that I did a component for each one, and I was able to accommodate five clients at some level. Just being able to check in and say, okay, well, this is where we are right now. I've still got a few things I need to work on with other projects, but I'm going to get back to you as soon as I can. You have to be realistic, right? And that makes me, personally, makes me feel better And it also just gives me more time to breathe, because then I can either say, okay, well, I'm going to focus on this one person's one page, or I can just say, okay, across the board, guys, I've got a lot going on. Or I'm a little bit under the weather this week, so things are a little bit slow, but I'm going to get back to you as soon as possible. I have to be honest with myself, and not just that, I got to be honest with my clients so that, you know, I'm not overwhelming myself. The mind is an amazing thing, and just the thought of all the things that you have to do can bog you down to the point where you don't want to do anything. So just being able to talk it out with clients, but also to break down bigger things into smaller things, is something that I found has worked really well for me. Of course, you know, I talk about my crash pad quite a bit, which is kind of like not quite a sleeping bag, but I roll it out on the floor of my office, and I use it to take my naps because baby girl needs a nap. Taking breaks is important. Now, if that means you need to take a few hours break, or if you just need to take a month break and say, you know what, I can't do this right now. There are other aspects of my life that I need to tend to. That's okay, because in order for you to really rock it out, you've got to recharge. And if your energy level isn't there, you've got to find a way to fix that. For me, like I said, as a diabetic, my diet is something that I'm working on. But just being proactive about taking breaks within the day is something that I have to do. You know, whether it's just sitting down and writing notes, taking a nap, or even just kind of watching something that's relaxing to me and that I can just kind of sit there and laugh. My hubby will say, okay, I know that I haven't seen you all day because you're working, but I'm going to let you sit there and watch your little Hulu and take a nap because I know that's what you need to do to relax. So understanding that you do realistically have to take a break, again, whether it's periodically throughout the week or just an extended break, just disconnecting from your business and what it is that you're trying to accomplish, just do it. And I'm going to be honest with you, I do it and I'm guilty. I feel guilty all the time. I can't say that I take guiltless breaks. Over time, feel a little bit guilty about taking breaks. But at the end of the day, I know that it's important because it's essentially how I'm going to recharge myself and make things better. Because whether I feel guilty about it or not, I need it. That's the only way I can get back into a space where I can create these awesome websites for clients or do great clarity sessions or, you know, come up with something that's creative, that's relevant to what, you know, it is that I'm working on. Being able to clear my head is important. So one, break those big things into smaller things. Number two, take breaks. Even if that means you have to periodically walk away from what it is that you're working on now so that you can come back with fresh eyes, a renewed, rejuvenated spirit to move forward. And then, of course, for me, number three is break away from monotony. This is a big one, okay, because while I love what I do and I love working on client sites, there are times where certain aspects of my life becomes monotonous, right? So one way I try to break away from monotony, and then this is real talk, you know, I work at home, and for the most part, I'm interacting with people virtually. So there's no office cooler. There's no chatting at the desk. I am in my space all day, every day. So outside of when I'm with my boys, I'm in my space. Fridays, I purposely don't schedule anything because that's when I can either go on trips with my son or, you know, me and my hubby, we can hang out all day and just kind of do stuff, and I can just get out the house and feel the sun on my face. You know, having an opportunity to break away from monotony is just so important because monotony is draining. And if you're in a space where it's that, you know, what you're doing, it's just kind of the same old humdrum, you want to be able to change that. So one of the things that I realized when, and I talked to you guys about coming up with the Start Her Up booklet, you know, the Start Her Up guide series, I do love writing, but I haven't been able to write a lot because I'm doing so much else. And once I discovered webinars and audio, I was like, okay, look, there's no time to write. I'm just doing straight audios and videos because it's easier to get that information out there. But that's become my life. And so getting back to a space where I was able to just kind of sit down and pull together some of my great ebooks and written content to create that Start Her Up guide, that was fun. And in order for you to recharge, a good way for you to do that as far as breaking away from the monotony is to simply get back to those things that are fun for you that maybe you haven't done in a while, but it's worth going back to, because sometimes fun is different, but sometimes fun is just getting back to the things that you've lost over time. So breaking away from monotony, I want you to think about for yourself, what are some things that it's been a while and you haven't done, or some things that you might consider doing new. One thing that I'm doing differently this year is I'm doing a lot of these little mini workshops in town, which is totally fun. Actually, the last one I did was at Carla Cannon's event on Saturday, and her Women of Standard event. And again, I talked about four ways to unblock your business. I brought my Start Her Up guides, and I bought a couple of CDs. I just said, you know, it's a good event. I'm not going to go with the big totes. I'm just going to go with a couple of things. And my goodness, Carla was like, first of all, I need you to keep talking, because I did a short one. And she was like, no, they want more. They want more. Keep talking. And then she was like, oh, what's that on your table? I didn't bring a lot of stuff. She's like, look, ladies, who wants a CD? Who wants a magazine? Who wants a startup guide? I sold out. I was like, oh, my goodness. It was crazy, but it was fun. I enjoyed being there with the ladies. As an entrepreneur, of course, I love when I'm able to sell out of products. And so it was just an amazing experience. So for me, it's different because I'm used to doing virtual, and now I'm taking the opportunity to do more local, to do more live. I'm going to be speaking at another person's event, Letitia, one of the ladies in the mastermind. I'm going to be at her event in May. And hopefully at another event in June. So thinking about for yourself, what are those things that are monotonous for you, or do the opposite of something that you're doing right now? Just kind of do it in a different way. So for me, doing a lot of digital and virtual, being able to kind of flip the script and now do some local and live, it's just different. It's fun, and it helps to break up the monotony. So I want you to think about that for yourself. One, two, three. One, how you can break up the monotony. Two, how you can break up some things, some big things into smaller things. And three, how you can realistically start to integrate some breaks into what it is that you do, whether or not you just honestly need to break away from what you're working on for a little bit of time, or you just need to strategically integrate some more breaks into your business overall. Again, I can't say to you that it's going to be guiltless, but whether it is or not, just real talk, it's necessary so that you can recharge yourself and get excited about moving forward in what it is that you want to accomplish. Now, as I mentioned to you before, the recharge process for me, it's not stopping here. I'm actually going to be starting a 28-day detox with Arbonne. And I've been talking to you guys a little bit, not too much, about me integrating. I'm now an Arbonne consultant, which is absolutely crazy, right? As if I don't have enough that I'm working on. I started using their skincare products last year, and I've been looking at their nutritional products. I've got the detox tea, and they have this detox challenge with it, which is funny because the wonderful woman, Kathy Giordano, who brought me into Arbonne, or I should say introduced me to Arbonne, she talked about the challenge last year, and I didn't participate, but I've got all my stuff, and I'm excited about working on that in April. It starts April 6th. But we are doing a Discover Arbonne session later tonight. So hopefully you guys get an opportunity to participate in that so that you can share some of the things that I'm going to be integrating into my world so that I can really detox and recharge, because that's a big thing for me, just to get that energy back. Because like I said, I personally am tired of being tired. So some of the things that I've been talking about today are solutions that can help you just kind of recharge yourself on a personal level. But one of the things I personally want to do on my journey to a better me is to detox and clean out so I can start fresh and rejuvenate my body so I can get that 20-year-old back. So I'm excited about the detox challenge. And I love to just kind of talk to you, not just about that, but Arbonne overall, whether or not you're looking for some wonderful products for your skin and for your body in and out, or you're looking to participate into some new business opportunities. Because like I said, I am a new Arbonne consultant, and I'm excited about sharing that with the ladies in my circle who are looking for new business opportunities. And we're doing that tonight at 6:30. So those are some recommendations, guys, that I have for you today as far as how to recharge you and how to reset your web business vision. Again, I hope that you guys have absolutely positively enjoyed my session for today, and that you have an amazing rest of your week. Springing into action is actually something that I talk about every year. So if you want to see the last session that I did, and last year I talked about 6 ways to spring clean your business, I'm putting all this together. So if you go to spring.sisterSense.com, you'll get access to, well, the members of SisterSense, you get access to the replays. So you can listen to the last year's one on how to spring clean, 6 ways to spring clean your business. Today's replay on springing into action, recharging yourself, and resetting your web vision will be there as well. And, of course, discovering Arbonne, talking about some new things that you can do for yourself as well as for your business to create a better you. I'll have all of that information. And, again, that's over at spring.sisterSense.com. So, alrighty, ladies, that is it for now. I hope you, again, have enjoyed our session. Email me. Keep me posted on your progress. Talk to you soon. Bye.